torch burning. I was a key that could use a little turning. So tired that I couldn't even sleep. So many secrets I couldn't keep. Promised myself I wouldn't weep. But one more promise I couldn't keep. It seems no one can help me now. I'm in too deep. There's no way out. This time I have really led myself astray. Runaway train. How to smile, make it somehow all seem worthwhile. How on earth did I get so jaded? Life's mystery seems so faded. I can go when no one else can go. I know when no one else knows. Here I am just a drowning brain with a ticket for the runaway train. Cut and dry, day and night, earth and sky. Somehow I just don't believe it. Runaway train, never going back. Wrong way on a one-way track. Seems like I should be getting somewhere.
Runaway train. You ever heard something called the M-brain theory, detectives?
No, that's over my head.
It's like in this universe, we process time linearly forward. But outside of our space-time, from what would be a fourth-dimensional perspective, time wouldn't exist. And from that vantage, could we attain it? We'd see our space-time would look flattened, like a single sculpture of matter in a superposition of every place it ever occupied. Our sentience just cycling through our lives like carts on a track. See, everything outside our dimension has eternity. Eternity looking down on us. Now, to us, it's a sphere. But to them, it's a circle.
Oh, It's a long way down. It's like a long way down. It feels like a long way down. Yeah, like a long way down. I can feel the rivers winding through the lines. Two lines and a poem, you know, like a kind old rhyme. You know, we could talk in that language only we understand. Oh, you know, honey, it's a long should care for me. It's awfully nice, it's paradise, it's what I...
Participants are now unmuted.
Is that you, Nader? Or is it this person? Who's making all that noise? Anyways, here we are. What's the schedule here? I don't see Clinton here. Is he coming in later? What did he say? Mosky Moondog, are you on the line? Rub, you didn't make me cry. Rub. Just the runaway song. That makes me cry. Oh, Sean got muted. Wonder why. Who's breathing?
Yay, Bob.
Oh, look at that. Hey, how you doing?
Oh, very good. Nice music.
Yes, too bad we couldn't go on and on. But we'll do that Saturday. Yeah. So let me just see if that was Nader. Nader still making noise. Was that you, Nader,
What's up,
in your
Bob?
Kitchen? Were you making all that noise
that?
A minute ago? Were you making all that noise?
I don't
noise?
Think so.
Okay. Is your lady friend there?
No, she's not here, unfortunately.
Come on. She needs more therapy from me. Got to bring her in.
Yeah,
her on the line here.
Let her in to chat sometime.
Beg your pardon?
We should arrange a chat sometime.
Yeah.
With her.
A private consult.
Yeah, private consult.
Private
exactly.
consultation. Yeah. You know what I'll do to her? You know what the outcome will be. Okay.
I don't actually. What's the outcome?
Just bring those extra things you'll have to use.
Okay, you got it.
You know what I mean.
Right now.
You know what I mean. Go buy some.
Oh, yeah. I know exactly what you mean. I'll make sure
at
I'm well equipped.
Yeah. Just go to your local drugstore.
Yeah.
They'll have it. Carolyn's saying, all right, I have to move to another person here. Carolyn says, ask Sean about her kids for an update about her children. What's that about, Sean?
Ooh, well, a quick update could be Eileen's doing very well on the drops. She's 6 now, and she asks for them. So I don't have to remind her. She reminds me to take them.
Yeah, she gets depressed. It's a tough life out there. She gets depressed. She says, I need my drops. This kindergarten is really getting tough. Competition is extreme.
Yeah, and she was homeschooled. She was homeschooled till about 4 weeks ago. She asked to go to school, so we've put her in school. And it's, for me, amazing to see how quickly she's picking stuff up that other kids had to be in school for all this time to pick up, basically. So I never pushed her with reading and stuff, and she's now just very quickly picking it up. But at the same time, I noticed her writing a sentence to me, but writing it backwards. And I kind of like that.
You're writing it backward on purpose.
Yeah, she just decided it's fine. She knows how to write a sentence now, but she wrote me one backwards. So that's good. Her head is seeing it always.
Good.
Yeah.
Yeah,
she's
countering the linear effect of the alphabet.
Yes. Yeah, that's why I didn't push reading on her so early. And now that she gets why she wants to read, she wants to do it. But she hasn't been pushed into it through the normal routes, basically. So it will be interesting to see what happens there. But it's amazing how quick she's picking it up. And I think it's because of the drops.
Yeah. You're probably pretty bored, demand to hang out with the third grade pretty soon.
Yeah. Yeah, and also the effects of how quickly, she was very excited to go to school, and we're already at the stage just now where she says, actually saying, listen, this is not all as exciting as I thought it was going to be. Can you take me out again?
What? Was that last bit?
Yeah.
Did she say, I want to get out? Did she say that?
Yeah, she did ask. We can take her out of school now. She's seen what it's about. It's not all that great.
Yeah.
Yeah. But
so what are you
gonna
do?
Now I'm going to let her stay there, but she's got to...
make sure.
Yeah. Yeah, and she's got to take on that. I don't like to push against anything. So whether she's in or out of school, she can take on those effects and we'll see what happens. But she's going to stay for a little while.
You've got to create a little contrast. Every now and then, go into a screaming frenzy about something. Just scare her that, you know, humans are...
Oh, yeah, I've already said to her to start a revolution because they are not... they're not allowed to take peanut butter sandwiches to school. Or nuts, and it's some of her favorite things. She likes peanut butter and nuts because some children are allergic to it. So no children's allowed peanut butter or nuts because some children are allergic to it. And I said to her, well, do you like that rule? Yeah. And she said, no, so we're going to go speak to the headmistress.
Right.
And so
well, how does that affect people? They might take a bite of it?
Yeah, I think they're scared.
Yeah, a student might just steal someone's peanut butter sandwich and die because they're allergic to peanut butter.
Yeah.
So the rest of the world has to protect them against their own stupidity.
How about magnesium deficiency might come in there, Carol?
I don't know about that. But allergies, I mean, people's immune system can be weakened enough that they're allergic to things. But Ion says, and Total Biology says, that these allergies are based on some sort of emotional reaction that they experience when they're eating a certain food. They have a shock or whatever, and then they become allergic to the food instead of being allergic to the emotion. But, yeah, that's just, it's total social control where because one person's going to suffer from something, everybody has to comply.
That's why Wyndham Lewis is relevant. His assholeness is what people got to develop. They got to start not paying any attention to anybody else's needs or concerns.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, Wyndham Lewis is
a bit backward. I said, what's next? If people start dying of gluten, then no one's going to be allowed bread at school. It's
yeah.
And there's also.
Hey, let's not get bogged down here with your stupid fucking children. They're fucking losers. Okay, they're all gonna. They better stand up for themselves. You're not responsible for that. Give up being a parent.
Not at all.
Relax.
I don't know them.
Got it all. Look at that. You said you little person. Little motion.
It's my drops. I can't have any.
Yeah. Give her the drops. No, she's on the drops. No, get the other girl who's allergic to get the drops. Tell them about the drops in the school. They're going to tell you go fuck yourself. So you go in there prepared and say, I'm going to tell you before you kick me out what the solution is.
Yes.
Have Carol on the phone. Carol can speak to the teacher, principal. Have it on her little pocket.
Oh.
Okay. Let's hear about the rest of the kids, these little people. What's the next one doing?
The next one is in school entering. She's doing teenager. She doesn't talk to me. She talks very little, and we argue most of the time.
Just kick her out. Tell her she's got to talk to you at home, and if she won't talk to you, you're on your own. Go get a job. Tough love.
Yeah.
So well, she won't speak to you, kids, so what? What's she doing? Is she on the drop?
She's on the drop. She opens her mouth, takes her drops.
You take her drops. You say, you see these drops? They are going into your mouth, but something must come out of your mouth before we put this stuff in your mouth. Make her speak.
Bob, the teenagers enter that phase where they know everything, and
you don't know anything. You're an idiot.
Yeah.
You're a human being. They're feeling their ascending gland. They're feeling ascending.
Yeah, and the drops enhances that.
Yeah, that's probably it. Yeah, this is an interesting experiment. Yeah. What happens to a kid with the drops, Carol? Okay. How old is that person? So she's 12 or 13 or 14?
She's 13 now. 13.
Right. Now, don't you have another girl in there in between?
Yes, I've got a 15-year-old as well.
Oh, 15. So did she stop talking too?
No, no. She's just started dating Bob and...
Oh,
very well.
She left home. Yeah, she'll be coming home late and then not coming home. And then an abortion will be required. And you just tell her, you're on your own. Take responsibility for your actions.
No.
This is why I didn't have kids. They're so stupid. They're so repetitive. They play the same childhood games for thousands of years. They have the same jokes, the same attitudes. They're not original, these children.
She's actually the stuff. She's sharing them a lot with her friends, and she's actually had one friend started noticing. Yeah, one of her friends started noticing some TV anomalies, and she said to her, "Jamie, since you've told me, I'll be talking about something, and then the radio will mirror me." So that's quite good. They are,
yeah. How does she talk about Ion? What would she say about it? How could she introduce to this?
She just basically, well, she always introduces her mom as weird. My mom's just weird.
Yeah. Yeah.
But then at the same time, she loves that they've got complete freedom to eat what they want and just not limit themselves. I think they, like when she went for a meal with her boyfriend for the first time, she ordered a full English breakfast and... she's as skinny as a stick, but she can eat and eat and eat and not put weight on. She takes restructure and drops, mostly. Mm. The other two don't take restructure, but Jamie really likes the restructure, and she's healthy. She, but she eats what she wants. She's got no issues with... anything, basically, and she's noticing everyone else is always on a diet or struggling with something.
Even her age? At her
age? Oh, the kids, their age on diets, and it's frightening. The images they try to compete with, and the comments, like little comments on Twitter and Facebook of boys saying, "Oh, if I see her without makeup in the morning, I'm going to run a mile." For instance, they would take that as all boys think like that. And I'd say to them, no, that's some idiot. Some idiot's point of view. All boys don't think like that. But they are basically juggling a lot of bodies at the moment, so...
Well, watch out when this guy... She's got a boyfriend, right?
Yeah, it's all new stuff.
Yeah, okay. So he breaks up with her. Diet problems. Watch out for that.
Oh, we've pre-that.
Maybe not. Maybe she
really...
don't care. Maybe she'll break off with him.
Yes. So I didn't think she realized how weird she is as well compared to the rest of them, because she's a lot like me.
Right, so she says your mother's weird, and she gives an example of your weirdness by talking about Ion. That's how she brings it up.
But also the application to a life of not worrying about things, like we have other worries.
Well, they take the basic platitudes of Ion.
Yeah.
The practical stuff. Well, that's good.
Yeah.
You can't fail. She tells the girl, you can't fail.
And it's
a perfect
nice because
A
she came
comes
home.
Really and easily to me. No homework comes really and easily to me.
Oh, definitely. That's another thing, is they don't see the point in... they see the visage, basically, with this whole, if you've done school, you're going to be okay. So to get to the end point is already, there's no motivation. Well, what am I doing it for? You know?
I'm not getting that. Do this again. What are you saying?
No motivation to finish school or get a degree and those things, because they sort of see the lies behind it all. And I always have me going on.
Oh, they're not keen on doing well in school. You're saying they're not that keen on doing well in school.
Yeah, and it's part. I will point out things in the curriculum, or when I'm doing homework like today, I did the science driver principle, the LaRouche stuff you posted, and she came in with a friend.
What did you do with it? What did you do with it?
I was just taking notes and listening to her.
Oh, okay.
And she came in with a she came in with a friend, and I sort of pushed back my paperwork and said, you know what, I wish I'll teach you this at school. So she basically knows, she knows about this, so that does make it harder for them to then be motivated to do the old things, because they know there's new things to come.
Okay, well, here's the fate of every kid. Every kid ends up like this.
Call you up in the middle of the night, like a
fire.
You were there like a blowtorch burning. I was a key that could use a little turning. So tired that I couldn't even sleep. So many secrets I couldn't keep. Promised myself I wouldn't. One more promise I couldn't keep. It seems no one can help me now. I'm in too deep. There's no way out. This time I have really led myself astray. Runaway train never
coming back. Runaway train never coming back. Wrong way on a one way track.
You want to keep singing it, Clinton?
Great.
Shall I keep it going?
Oh, I'll spare you all.
No, you want to? No, sing. I'll play it. You sing.
Sing. Oh. Smile.
How on earth did I get so jaded?
Last if I get so faded.
See, Clinton did this himself. Clinton identified he did this.
About a runaway train.
Ago.
Oh, yeah.
Right. 100 years ago, that was running away to the circus. The young people would go run away to the circus, was the meme. Sarah, email me your phone number. I don't know if I've got your new phone number. I can't find it. So email it to me, and we'll call you up. Okay. So are you finished with Sean's kids, Carolyn? Did you get a good enough report?
Yeah, it's perfect. Thanks. Thank
that,
you. Thanks,
actually,
Sean.
It was a good idea. She had some good stories.
Oh, thanks for asking.
She always does.
Yes. We sometimes think about you. Rarely, but yes, you should feel gratitude that we pay attention
extremely
to your domestic
blessed.
Place there in Cornwall. Cornwall. Do they have a sports team, Cornwall?
Oh, you know what, Bob? I'm not in Cornwall. I don't know. I'm going to probably end up in Cornwall because you always place me in Cornwall.
Right. Well, aren't you near there or something?
I'm in Devon. Yeah, it's just next to it.
Oh, okay, Devon. All right.
Devon.
Do they have a?
Yeah.
Yeah. Do they have a thing? A team?
A football team.
Yeah, or anything. Yeah, any sport.
Yeah, they do quite a lot of sports, a lot of football, and there's Exeter is the local rugby team. I've heard Ian say Exeter's nice before. And that's where all the JW number plates come from in my world.
Right.
The closest big city to me. Yeah.
The JW number plates? What's that?
Yeah, remember, you probably won't remember, but I had these anomalies with JW number plates appearing everywhere. And it is, of course.
Oh, JW themselves. JW is the initials could show up.
Yes. Yeah.
Okay.
So I'm surrounded by JW number plate.
Right. Is there anything anybody, Clinton? You're talking about uploading video.
Yeah.
I thought you were just going to give a report of it or, you know, summarize it. You wanted to play the video?
No. Oh, I can tell you about it. Oh, I've been so busy, Bob, reorganizing my. I have to take this stuff seriously now. You wanted me to give a report on the. Okay. Last time we spoke, it's been like 3 weeks. I told you I'd give a report on the internet drama that started up in 2014, right?
Right, yeah, that. And is that what you're making a YouTube about?
Yeah. No,
okay,
sir,
it,
no, my YouTube series.
Stuff, is it the stuff that I saw 2-3 months ago about the 1974 guy? Not that video.
Yeah, that's right. I started a prelude to that. So today I recorded the story of Florence Nightingale and Samuel Morse. And so that'll be online in about an hour or two. And
we haven't got time to play that. But tell us what your project
is. Oh no, no, no!
Something about it. You don't? You can't
talk
about it?
Well, I've been talking to. I can talk about it. I've been talking to Andrew McLuhan, who is the grandson of Marshall McLuhan. We're friends now. Yeah, I days ago, and I showed him the video.
I'm drowning you out. Listen. Can you not hear me? I'm drowning you out. So I'm missing everything. Start over again. Yeah. How did you connect with Andrew McLuhan?
So Andrew McLuhan has just started the Marshall McLuhan Institute, the McLuhan Institute.
Yes.
And so I saw that, and I took the initiative to send him Silicon and Charybdis, which is the name of my documentary series about the startup of computers. And he got back to me today. He loves it.
Hold it, Clint. You must, when I start talking, you stop. What is the title again? Lacan?
No. Silicon and Charybdis.
Charybdis. Okay, so maybe you're on delay. Your phone's on delay, right?
That might be what's happening, yes.
Yeah, there's a pause. Are you doing that because that's the kind of phone you're on?
Yeah, that's right. I'm using Skype on my phone because your call-in thing on the internet is still not working.
You mean Bill? That's something Bill should know about?
Yes, I think so.
Okay, so now I know why you're not hearing me. Okay, so... So you sent this stuff to Andrew, and he complimented you for it?
Yeah, correct.
Now he's talking to you.
That's right. He's telling me how the Institute is going. He's got some funding initiatives he's going to get started soon. He wants to do a series with Eric McLuhan. We're just talking about this stuff. I promised to start making him lots of videos, and he's going to share them through the Institute.
Well, that's pretty good. That's a good connection for you.
I think so, yeah. I've been really spent the past couple of weeks trying to pull everything together here, because honestly, you're right. I am on a runaway train. I didn't know what the hell I'm doing calling into your show, what this is all about. I had to reorganize and rethink everything this past couple of weeks. What the heck am I doing here?
Oh, wait a minute. Oh, this is recent thinking, not when you started 3 months ago. Recent thinking is wondering what you're doing.
Yes, that's right. Recent thinking. It's been like a dream. 3 months ago, I was, playing around on the internet, having fun. Now it's serious business.
Right. Well, you don't wonder what you're doing here. You are now becoming a spy for me.
Oh, right.
Spying on the Mums
the word.
On my behalf.
Yes, sir.
Right? That's why you're being brought in.
Oh.
All right. Andrew and Eric play games with me.
Oh, do they?
Okay. Yeah, so you can go in there and do all you have, what they do, but remember, there ain't nothing going on there. Oh, for example, have you started your drops?
Oh, yes, I have. That's right. Those showed up in the mail the other day.
All right. So,
and I'll tell you, it's been a good
week. Right. So you connected with Andrew before the drops came into your life.
No, vice versa.
You got the drops first?
Yes.
Well, there you go. That's why your fucking dreams were answered, or clarity, or whatever it is, purpose has come into your life. Look at that, people. We have a testimonial. Where's the little kid cheering? We don't have any cheering. Where's Ginny?
Yay, Clinton.
Cheering,
thanks.
We'll soup up that Clinton report.
Yeah, I wonder where those little
kids
are
getting.
I got to go over to Ginny's site to get that, I guess. Okay, well, that's what do you think of that, people? Clinton gets the drops and then he's brought into the inner sanctum of the Eddie Dobbs quadrant.
Yeah, and his stuff, he's teaching us. I really liked your thing on Florence Nightingale, being a data analyst and all that. I would have never found that
speak
myself.
Speak clearly. I don't know what you're saying. Speak clearly,
Clinton,
no mumbling. What did you...
The stuff Clinton's been talking about, Florence Nightingale...